Governor Walker announced the leadership change in a press release Thursday morning. Hanley says he's had inklings of a coming change since late fall, but the governor asked for his resignation just this week.
This is a challenging time to transition. Transitions are always hard, but we're in the middle of a session. We've got new federal law. We've got moving towards a new assessment. So, but, I surely respect the governor and the board chair for wanting to make changes. And, I can surely honor that.
This month marks 5 years since Hanley became education commissioner under the Parnell administration. His removal was a joint decision of Governor Walker and the State Board of Education and Early Development. Board Chair James Fields says it reflects a major shift for K-12 education in Alaska, as set out by the board's new strategic plan.
There's three main goals, which is modernizing education, which is a large chunk to chew off, so we're trying to put more meat to what that looks like. Educator retention and quality, which we know is a problem in the state, and trying to retain quality educators. And then also trying to get more local control at the local level and district and those decision-making. So it's a pretty decent shift in the Department of Education where we're trying to take it.
The shift toward more local control is being helped along by the ESSA, the new federal education reform that replaces No Child Left Behind and allows for more flexibility in how states do things like teacher evaluations and standardized testing. In recent months, Hanley and the department have been criticized for what many see as the failure of the state's new Alaska Measures of Progress assessment. Hanley says he'd be surprised if that didn't play some part in the governor and the board's decision.
I look back at it, when we put AMP in place and we went through the procurement process, and things happened with the vendor that basically made it really difficult for them to follow through, and it caused a lot of frustration. And I don't know that we could have foreseen any of that, but, it happened on my watch, so, I own that. And so the frustration we all have is some of it's with AAI, some people have it with me. So that surely could be a part of the conversation.
Board of Education Chairman James Fields told KDLG that Hanley's resignation has no direct tie to the controversy around the AMP test. And while Hanley won't get to oversee the development of a new and hopefully improved test, he points to other areas he thinks the department made big gains during his tenure. Notably, he says he saw to the settlement of two lawsuits, the Casile case and the Moore case, that helped ensure state oversight and funding for rural Alaska schools.
When I came on board, there was a lot of friction between and some divide between these conversations between urban and rural Alaska. We had two lawsuits that have been sitting in front of us, one for 8 years and one for 13 years. By settling those two lawsuits, it allowed us to continue conversations and rebuild those bridges and recognize all of our students as one body of students, not defined by where they live. That was huge, I think, in helping to break down some of those conversations.
After leaving the department, Hanley says he's weighing options in both the private and public sectors, possibly looking to work with young people in a more direct capacity. Governor Walker has tapped Dr. Susan McCauley to take over as interim education commissioner March 1st. McCauley currently leads the department's teaching and learning support division. She previously taught in Hooper Bay and was principal and administrator in the Mat-Su School District. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.